Welcome to Sigulda Medieval Castle, originally built 8 centuries ago. The castle reopened its walls to visitors in 2012, and now encourages everyone to step back in time and enjoy the surroundings that bore witness to many historical events. In the ancient Gauya Valley, shaped by the River Gauya and its tributaries, dozens of stone castles were erected and occupied, in addition to many castle mounds that were built by earlier locals. This area has the greatest concentration of castles not only in Latvia, but also in Eastern Europe. Archaeologist and historian Jānis Apāls has researched and studied the methods that were used to build these castles. Geographically, the Gauya Valley played an important role during the Crusades due to its existing network of waterways and land roads that were already in place. The valley was also home to a variety of ethnic groups who each controlled their own lands. During the 13th century, many new territories were established on the basis of war and battle. In the Middle Ages, Latvia was comprised of 4 autonomous territories, each controlled by one of the following authorities: the Archdiocese of Riga, the Livonian Order, the Diocese of Kurland, and the City of Riga. Sigulda Medieval Castle was built by the Livonian Brothers of the Sword, who were later incorporated into the Teutonic Order of the Castle. Thus, the castle eventually became the property of the Livonian Order. The Livonian Brothers of the Sword, officially known as the Militia of Christ of Livonia, was a military order comprised of Germans, warrior monks. They later became better known as Livonian Brothers of the Sword, due to the symbols on their white capes, a red sword and a cross. The order, founded in 1202, was the first warrior monk order formed outside the Mediterranean region. Historical documents indicate Bishop Albert and Cistercian Abbot Todrath were the co-founders of the order. The military order's mission was to remain in Livonia to protect the land and conquer new territories. It was modelled after the Order of the Temple, which is the oldest known monastic order, established around 1119. Unlike the Order of the Temple, whose direct allegiance was to the Pope, the Brothers of the Sword were ruled by Bishop of Riga. Aware of their position as the only real military power in Livonia, the brothers began to increase their attempts towards independence. In 1207, the brothers negotiated a deal which allowed them to keep 1/3 of all lands conquered. This provided a secure and fast-growing income. They also persuaded Emperor Otto V to take them under the Holy Roman Empire's protection, which further reduced the diocese's influence over them. As part of the land division between themselves and Bishop Albert in 1207, the order gained the territory which stretched along the left side of the Gauya River. In the ongoing competition to determine hegemony between the bishop and the Livonian order, castle placements became a strategic factor. According to the Rhymed Chronicles, Sigulda Medieval Castle was erected sometime between 1207 and 1209 under the direction of Master Vino of the Order of the Brethren of the Sword. Sigulda was also the first of 4 commanderies, which included Riga, Sasis, and Eiskraugle. The Chronicle of Henry of Livonia, in describing the year 1212, includes among its details the fact that Sigulda Medieval Castle was recently completed. It also says that the castle was already in use by the Brothers of the Sword as a base while battling revolving Livs that were invading from the nearby castle. Sigulda Medieval Castle was initially built to monitor and control the waterways of the Gauya River and to fend off any invasion attempts from the nearby Bishop's Castle in Turaida, which was located on the river's west coast. In 1224, the Pope's legate, Wilhelm of Modena, stayed at the castle and established both a church and parish. In 1237, the lands of the Livonian of the Brothers of the Sword became the property of the German order, who continued to conquer additional territories in Latvia up until 1290. Like the Livonian Brothers of the Sword, the German order was also a warrior monk order. In addition to the usual religious vows of chastity, obedience, and poverty, they also committed to a fourth: to use their sword to spread and protect Christianity. The German order was regulated by strict statutes. There were multiple rules one had to follow regarding religious responsibilities and general battle instructions, along with detailed information about penalties that could be imposed in the case of violation. The Grand Master was the highest officer of the order, followed by the Livonian Master. Both the Grand Master and the Livonian Master were elected for life by the General Capital. The Livonian Master lived in the Cēsis medieval castle, which was the second most important castle in Latvia, after the Rīgas castle. The smallest administrative unit of the order was the Komenda. It was ruled by Komtur, who had all administrative rights and controlled the Vogtein and the Vogt. Both these titles were subject to revision and elected annually by the General Capital. At the Komendari, the leader and other brothers lived together in a monastic style. The administrative leaders had multiple responsibilities, such as fortifying the castle and making sure there was enough food, clothing and weapons for the brothers. Besides being a leader on the battlefield, the Komtur or Vogt also dealt with and was responsible for the local peasants who resided within his administrative district. The Komtur or Vogt was the most important title in the castle. Everyone had to obey him. The brother knights were skilled warriors and had to be born into a noble family. The priests who lived in the castle were also a part of the order and handled all religious responsibilities. All others who resided in the castle but didn't belong to the order were required to live by the law of chastity. The Komender and Vogtien were further divided into castle districts and congregation districts. There were about 31 congregation districts in Latvia. The castle districts managed the special fees they collected from local peasants. The road that runs through Sigulda, connecting it to its big cities like Riga, Cēsis, Tērbata, Pleskava, has a long history, going all the way back to the Middle Ages. In 1442, many visitors sent by the German order stopped at Sigulda medieval castle. A document dating back to 1445 says there were 12 knights, 3 priests and 3 postulants living in the castle. Another source points out the large amounts of food and weapons that were securely stored at the very beginning of the Livonian War. Sigulda medieval castle was damaged, and in 1562 it became a part of the Polish Starostwo. At the end of the 16th century, the Poles repaired the castle and its surrounding buildings. During the Polish-Swedish War, the castle was seriously damaged. After the war, the Swedes reported that the castle was empty and destroyed. In 1662, it was again restored, and a new residential building and sauna were built. In 1625, the King of Sweden bestowed Sigulda as a gift to Count Oxenstierna. However, after the manor house reduction program, it once again became state property. A layout of Sigulda medieval castle, created around 1680, is stored in the War Archive in Stockholm. Castle was abandoned again during the Great Northern War. In 1737, Sigulda became a private estate. It was first the property of Count Lassie, followed by Brown and the Boers. In the 19th century, the castle and its layout was remodeled, and a gate inscribed with the year 1867 was added to the front part of the castle. The gate tower surrounding the inner castle building was decorated with the Boer family coat of arms. Additionally, the ruins of the castle were fortified and two pseudo-Gothic arches were constructed. Finally, between 1878 and 1881, a new castle was built by Prince Kropotkin's family. Sigulda medieval castle is situated on the edge of the ancient Gauja Valley, on a projection formed by three steep slopes. A deep ditch at the south side of the castle was constructed to protect the castle buildings by separating them from the rest of the land. The castle sits on the highland and is naturally protected from invaders by high, steep slopes. Special ponds were created to secure the castle's southeast side. Sigulda Castle was originally built as a castellum or Roman-type watchtower and was later modified. It consisted of several interconnected structures, which included a central building or castellum, an inner castle forepart, and an outer or southern forepart. The building of Sigulda Castle can be divided into several time periods. Construction started at the beginning of the 13th century. The first building was of rectangular shape and made of dolomite blocks with 3-metre-thick walls. Below this, a large basement was built, 10 by 9.5 metres, with a Roman-style column in the middle of the room, supporting the vault. A fragment of this building remains today, as it was cemented into the southern wall of the castellum that was built later. According to historian Tulsa, the second stage of construction occurred during the last quarter of the 13th century, through the end of the 14th century, when the square-shaped central complex, or castellum, with its inner courtyard surrounded by three buildings, was erected. This converted the former castellum into a typical convent-type castle. The local stone was primarily used for the construction, although the walls and certain architectural elements were made from dolomite and limestone. A three-story high southwest section of the convent building survives to this day. The chapel, which was 10 metres wide and had Gothic window lintels and a lancet arch, was located at the southern end of the second floor. Its wall was decorated with a cross. The third floor was used to store weapons. In the second half of the 15th century, as firearms evolved, the machicolations on the battlements were rebuilt, and the chapel and hall on the south complex second floor got larger windows. The central castle complex was surrounded by an inner forecastle in the shape of an irregular square measuring 80 by 100 metres at its widest part. The square-shaped towers projected out of the wall surrounding the southern side of the forecastle and its northeastern corner. The outbuildings along the side yards were built in the 17th century. Downstream, another wall was built to secure the inner forepart of the castle. A small wicket gate at the north side of the inner forecastle leads to the Gowrie River. The main entrance at the southern side of the castle swept through a four-story high gate tower that was built around the year 1400. At the forefront was a drawbridge, with the tower sitting on the opposite side of the ditch. A vaulted entrance on the southwest wing of the castella connected the inner yard of the forecastle with the inner yard of the castle. The lower part of the castellum was guarded and occupied by servants. The hall, built in Gothic style, was located on the main floor. A chapel was constructed on the southeast side of the castle. The storage rooms, with weapons and machicolations, were built above the main floor. Records show that the forecastle used to be three times larger than the inner castle or main building and was surrounded by a wall with the gates in the southern wall. Architectural plans dating from the 17th century show the outbuildings and yards used to be located in the outer forecastle. The structure of the main castle began to weaken around the 17th century. At the beginning of the 19th century, the castle once again got attention, but following the trend of the times, it was simply admired as a romantic ruin. Monument protection concerns caused some construction work to be done in order to renew the gate tower, another important part of the castle. Due to its importance as a tourist attraction, the castle walls have been fortified many times in the 20th century. After World War I, with the establishment of Latvia, the ruins have been under the auspice of the Monument Board. Several history researchers simultaneously became interested in the history of the building of the castle. In 1922, Karl Voldemar von Lewis of Menar, a researcher of Baltic German origin, found a revised reconstruction plan of the castle dated from the 17th century. It is currently housed at the Archive in Stockholm. Estonian art history researcher Armin Stolzer discovered information related to the actual construction. In-depth research and renovation of Sigulda Castle began in 1962. Measurements were made of the construction plan, facade and wall details. A topographic plan of the castle and its surrounding was created in 1978. Historians used photo fixation techniques as they collected all available castle data. Archaeological excavations of the ruins were supervised by Norman Treyes from 1987 to 1988 and by Janis Seglis in 1997. Architect Tatiana Vitola devised a method for fortifying the castle walls, which has been used several times since 1962. In 2011, the European Union co-sponsored a project designed to assist with the renovations. It was officially titled Reconstruction of Sigulda Castle Ruins and Infrastructure Adjustment for Tourism Development, and successfully concluded in 2012. All of this has resulted in the reconstruction of the castle ruins and its surroundings, which makes it a unique tourist attraction combining a rich cultural history and an ecological clean environment. You're welcome to climb up into the castle's southern and northern towers, which have been opened for the first time since the renovations. Take a walk on the walls of the ruins to enjoy the pristine atmosphere and the beautiful views of the Gowrie River Valley and the nearby historical monuments. The technical part of this project was executed by the Office of Inara Saunaita. Annual concerts and festivals are organised on the open-air stage of Sigulda Castle Ruins. The season traditionally opens in May, with the Cherry Blossom Ball followed by the Jazz Festival, Blues Festival and Theatre Day. The most remarkable event is the Opera Festival, originally initiated 20 years ago by Dinus Carnes and held in Siegalder ever since. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.